As Dr. Baumia went on his shopping spree, looking for non-existing achievements, one could not help but pity him. Even putting together terms of reference for a committee in the health sector was listed as an achievement. How could cutting salt for a cathedral without any secured funding be listed as an achievement? How could the silting of drains be listed as an achievement? How could financial clearance for nurses, which Baumia's MPP government cancelled and only partially reinstated, be described as an achievement? What happens to the remaining 30,000 and over 22,000 teachers? The NDC government had issued financial clearance for only for the MPP government to cancel. Again, how can a national service personnel allowance, which was increased by the NDC government and cancelled by MPP government, be described as an MPP achievement? How can a presidential delivery unit that has always existed under the NDC be described as an MPP achievement? Dr. Baumia must be told in every clear terms that Ghanaians were expecting of him to explain why, after 100 days, there is not a single dam or a single factory project that has commenced in any of the 216 districts, and why instead we are being treated to one region, one vigilante group. We will say no more about what propaganda charade. It has been 100 days of broken promises. It has been 100 days of gross incompetence, as was classically exhibited in the spare parts fiasco. It has been 100 days of shameful plagiarism, by no means a person than the president himself. It has been 100 days of proceed on leave and dismissal of over 14,000 workers from the national service, cocoa board, police training, recruits, nurses, teachers, local government service staff, etc. It has been 100 days of hardships. It has been 100 days of deceit.
Yeah, yeah.
It has been 100 days of wasteful expenditure on presidential swearing-in ceremonies in Accra and Chebbi. It has also been 100 days of wasteful expenditure on the Ghana at 50 celebrations.
Yeah, yeah.
It has been 100 days of terrorism by invisible forces,
yeah,
Delta forces,
yeah,
and all the hidden partisan vigilante forces. It has also been 100 days of unprecedented bribery and conflict of interest in high places. And as you all know, it is 100 days of 110 ministers. And let me add, it has been 100 days of wahala. Ghana cannot wait for 4 years of hardship. Ghana cannot wait for 4 years of bribery in high places. Ghana cannot wait for 4 years of 110 elephant-sized ministers with only the next election as an option. We ask the Almighty God for divine intervention in the affairs of this nation. Already, Begistiano. May the Almighty take over the steering wheel.
The bond was virtually participated by only two investors. The whole bond transaction was shrouded in secrecy to the extent that Ghanaian investors were denied opportunity to participate in the deal. In essence, the entire deal lacks transparency.
The New Patriotic Party government of President Nana Addo-Dankwa have only been successful in their failed attempt to rewrite the history of Ghana and attempting in failing to recognize the sacrifices of President Nkrumah. Even basic students know the difference between self-government now and government within the shortest possible time. Elementary students of government know the difference between a unitary state and a unitary republic of a government, as was led by President Nkrumah, than the federal system which was proposed. So as we recount their 100 days, they've only been successful in a failed attempt to undermine the unparalleled contribution of President Nkrumah to the political, social, and democratic development of our country. They've again been successful in the reintroduction of thuggery, chaos, intimidation, and violence into our body politics, and an attempt to legitimize it. We demand an end to the toxic brew by President Akufo-Addo that the gravest threat to the constitutional era of our country, our reputation as an enviable democracy and a promising economy, lies in the threat of the invisible and vigilante group of Delta forces and we urge him to cage them in and guarantee the security of the state. The conduct of the group in Kumasi in a court, the most contemptible act which remains a scar in the conscience of the practice of a fearless and independent judiciary.